Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The sermon this day is upon these words from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. You may be seated. My kids try to get me into this Pokemon Go craze. And if you don't know what that is, I'm not going to explain that this morning in the sermon. You'll have to figure that out on your own. So, as a good father would do, I suppose, I downloaded the app and we went in search of Pokemon. In our neighborhood, although there are no Pokestops or places where you can get those special items, so we got in the car to see if we could find some. And as they appeared on my phone that my son was holding in the back seat, he would tell me where to drive, here or there, go this way or that way, Dad. Imagine my surprise when we pulled up to a Catholic church. And as I drove around the side of the parking lot, my son exclaimed, "Mary, the mother of Jesus, is a Pokestop." Sure enough, there was a statue of Mary, and it was identified on the app as a Pokestop, a place where you could get power-ups and Pokeballs. Now, I have to admit, it felt rather strange that Mary was being afforded the same honor as a local movie theater, a video game store, or even the clock on the top of the Von Maurer store at Jefferson Point. There should be something different about how we see Mary than these things. There should be something about Mary, the mother of our Lord, than just a power-up place in a video game. Mary's contribution to the story of salvation deserves so much more than that. Today on this Feast of Saint Mary, we are certainly thankful for the example of faith and the humility that she displayed and the glory that she gave to God. And while others have written and certainly preached on these qualities, there is, I believe, something more to consider. The fact that she was a mother, the mother of our Lord. And we can be so accustomed, I think, to regarding her motherhood as beginning on that first Christmas. But we must remember that she was already a mother for 9 months prior to his birth. The precious life that grew inside Mary's womb draws to mind the sanctity of unborn life that is still so precious today. An article from Lutherans for Life dated back from December 4, 2012 began with these words. Pro-abortion protesters storm church chanting, "If Mary had aborted, we wouldn't have this nonsense." The protesters had interrupted a pro-life conference in Quebec, Canada, held on October 12. You know what? How true that might be. That the child that grew in her womb for 9 months was Christ, the very Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. The very one who would die on the cross for each and every one of our sins. And without that child, born of that mother into that world, according to God's plan, we would be lost forever. And quite frankly, everything really would be nonsense, wouldn't it? In our culture of death, the mother of our Lord holds for us a truth that we can grab on today. That life grows inside of life. And for Mary, a very special life. God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, born of a woman, took the law upon himself willingly to redeem you, to keep the law for you and pay the price for your transgressions, a price that he paid with real flesh and blood, a payment in full that cost him his life. And Jesus came into the midst of sinful humanity to take up our sin, to take it to the cross, and his resurrection proved once and for all that life does triumph over death. His life for all life. 1 John 5 tells us, and this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. From nothing, God brought forth life. Out of a virgin's womb, God brought forth life. From out of the grave, God brought forth life. Even when you were dead in your trespasses, God brought forth life. Luther, in his baptismal liturgy, has these words in the flood prayer. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. In the agenda of the Lutheran service book, there's a prayer at the committal which states, Almighty God, by the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, you destroyed death. By his rest in the tomb, you sanctified the graves of your saints. If in Jesus' baptism he sanctified all waters, and in the rest of the tomb he sanctified the graves, then why wouldn't his 9 months in the womb of Mary not also sanctify the wombs of all mothers as a blessed place where God brings forth life? And I believe were we to see it that way, then the womb of a mother would be more than just a piece of anatomy and a child of choice. The womb would be seen as a sacred space created by God and designed to nurture the precious life that God knitted together himself. And in this sacred space, the womb of an unassuming woman was given to the world the gift of life and salvation. There was nothing particularly special about her. Her piety wasn't so great that God had chosen her. It was his grace apportioned to Mary that precious life was given to her. His grace still given out today. Still given out to you. Not because of who you are, but because of who he is. God took an ordinary mother, and an extraordinary gift was given to all humanity. Today we remember Saint Mary, Mother of our Lord, for she certainly deserves more recognition than a pokey stop along the way. But as a humble mother who God used as part of salvation's history, a mother who carried in her womb for 9 months the way, the truth, and the life, the Son of God, who was born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoptions as sons. Amen. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.